Speaking of Big Fatty, have you heard, is anyone else concerned about the health of Big Fatty? If you heard his shows recently, Daylight Savings Time, he was yawning and crying and the burping and the farting. There's been a lot of burping and farting going on the Big Fatty show. I think that guy's got to go see a doctor or something. I'm a little concerned myself. Big Fatty. I know you just came from the doctor, but maybe it's time for a second opinion. Or else you got to check your diet. I think Big Fatty's back on the carbs too, Mr. Carb-Free Diet. Paleo, Alto, Paleo, Maleo Mac.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Maybe it's time for a second opinion.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2408 of the BFO for Thursday, the 6th of April, 2017. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I've got a list, is what I've got, and I've also got, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, buddy. Hello, Julie's Big Fatty. Are you talking about former lurker Julie? I am, because we haven't heard from former lurker Julie in forever. It's been a month of Sundays, I tell you. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I think she's flown the coop. Big Fatty didn't know she was a chicken. Well, no, I don't think flown the coop only applies to chicken. Oh, okay. anyway, Big Fatty, you're proving the Faye driver correct. Well, I get y'all. He may be onto something. We may have to call him Dr. Driver. Big Fatty, Dr. Driver. That just sounds horrifying. Yeah, I guess y'all today, the 6th of April, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I have known this person for many, 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 many years. Yes, Big Fatty, first time I met him, I believe, was in the San Francisco, at my first meet and greet in the San Francisco? Yes, Big Fatty, you reached up under the kilt. Oh, I will, that's an experience no one ever forgets. Big Fatty, it's because they're horrified by it. But, he's come to the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas several times. And, y'all, he's just one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. He's out there in the Bay Area. So nice to name you twice. And, y'all, it's Ant. It is Ant. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Ant. And every time you see Ant, he's got a smile on his face, and he's just got a pitter in his patter. Big Fatty, maybe he needs to see Dr. Driver about that. But y'all, if you see Ant on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a little less horrifying experience than reaching under your kilt and a big old piece of cake.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Yeah, I guess y'all on a hump day afternoon, y'all, I got an e-letter. The title is Furniture from the Cackalackies. Y'all, and it's from Miss Patty Bacon. And it says, Ole, Big. You know, that's hello backwards. It says, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon from Needrabah, North Dakota. So nice they named it twice. I counted, and it has been a month of Sundays and a few Mondays, too, since I last e-lettered. You remember, of course, that I am a nice girl and don't do oral faxes, oral faxes, that is. Big Fatty, hi, Poodle. Hi, it's me, Patty. Patty Bacon. Hi. How's your family? Oh, lovely. I feel like you should do a segment on your family, especially that cousin of yours. Cousins are special people. Yes, Big Betty. That my cousin, Canoodle McNoodle. Yes. And the big reason for my disappearance was I was involved in a pileup. I was taken to the hospital in an ambulance. I kept looking out the back window for ambulance chases, but I didn't see any. I was in this funny contraption in the hospital for weeks. Your friends at the horror hotel at the horror hotel might have liked it. My insurance provided me with a Chevy Red while my car Sylvia was getting fixed, but I never got to use it. I was in the hospital for so long that when I came out, I forgot where I parked. Forgot where I parked it. Big Vinny, she sounds like you in Vegas. It does. Now that I'm out of the hospital, my back keeps giving me problems. Big Fatty, are you sure you're not Patty Baker? Your back hurt this week, too. Well, I keep hearing you talk about your special chair. Is your special chair ergonomic? I need something comfortable because work has been a nightmare. Please send me a link to the site where you got this special chair so I can give it to the... to the office manager so she can procure one for me. Hopefully it will match the decor. Toodles. Patty, well, first of all, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from you, and I'm so sorry to hear about your calamity in Sylvia, horrible that you were unable to utilize the Chevrolet Red. I know how you like to be sleek, stylish, and sophisticated, and the envy of all your friends. Patty, the special chair, now it does not have lower back support. In fact, it doesn't have any back support at all. Now, it will make you sit up straight if it is used properly. Betty, you're going to get vulgar. However, I'm not sure it is... I think it may be NSFW. Big Betty, what's that mean? Not safe for work. Oh, okay. But if you'd like to... It is available from the Fort Trough, and I would suggest if you're going to go check it out... and that's TROFF. Go over to the Underpants Show and use their link. Because I know the Turnipin would appreciate you using the Fort Trough link at the Underpants Show. And when you get over there, just type in a special chair. Yes, Big Patty, I'm sure it'll come right up. Or something will come up anyway. But Patty, get well soon. Big Patty, should we maybe send her a card or something like that? Well, we're speaking. Speaking of cards. Make a wish. Yeah, I guess y'all, there was something in the little mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I was gonna have a little, have a little a scolding for that Gus Chan, because we hadn't heard from him this week, and you know he's made that New Year's resolution. But y'all, the kid is from Gus Chan, so we'll give him a pass this week. Yes, Big Fatty, because we've heard from him, and y'all, it's a lovely card. It's got the green eggs and ham, Big Fatty, on the front of it, and y'all, we're just gonna open it up. Y'all, I'm telling you, Gus Chan is so. It's so talented. In fact, y'all, I'll put a picture. I'll put a picture of this and the postcard that I got from the number one fan up on the WWW today. You know, that's the one that had the picture of Granny bent over. Big Fatty, how'd you know it was Granny? It was brown stain. Big Fatty. And it's on the front of it. It looks like a sheet of music. And it says, Big Fatty, I have a question. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Gus Chan, and y'all on the inside, oh, Big Fatty, look, it's a blackbird. It says, Big Fatty, what's it take to make a crow blush, or is it pro blush? Do you think she's a spy? Do crows blush even? Bet you thought I'd ask if you like green eggs and ham, Gus Chad. Well, first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for the cat and the lovely, just the lovely artwork. And what does it take to make a crow blush? Well, I can assure you that if a crow... If a crow was around Granny after he'd had his morning coffee, he'd do more than blush. He'd be flushed. Do you think she's a spy? I don't know what that means. Who is she? Patty? You're talking about Patty Bacon? Big Fatty? Who knows? The last little bit here says, do crows even blush even? Well, I don't know. Perhaps we should ask a scarecrow that. I don't know. And by the way, I don't care for green eggs, but I do love the ham. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went by the Von's East during my lunch hour. Y'all, we're expecting rain, severe rain all day long. I even had an e-letter, or no, a testimonium from that gay country west. Big Fatty, is that spelled? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. And he says, stay safe. They evidently got it good over there in the Hatlanta. But anyway, y'all went by there. We didn't have a whole lot on sale that I wanted. But y'all, I bought a few little things for the coal mine. Y'all, they had the party size bags of the Cheetos and the potato chips and things like that. But I got the Cheetos. It was buy one, get one free. So y'all, for my lunch, I got the two Chicken Bazoom box for my lunch. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. The Dr. Driver at the beginning of today's show was saying there was a lot of farting. Y'all, it was terrible farting in the coal mine on Hump Day afternoon. Y'all, they had the bags of the different kinds of specialty solids. I got a farmhouse chopped solid kit and the Asian chopped solid kit. They were two for $6. Y'all, they had the bird's eye frozen vegetables half price. Y'all, I got another bag of those Vonzie's Pumpernickel Sea Salt and Black Pepper Croutons from Solids. Y'all, they're real good. Y'all, they had some more of that good salad dressing that I like, the Lemon Herb EVOO. Made by the Wishbone. I got a bottle of that. It was two for $4, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the frozen sausage patties. Buy one, get one free, so I got a couple little boxes of those. Y'all, one of my favorite Easter candies is the Starburst jelly beans. And y'all, they were buy one, get one free. So I got one bag and left it in the coal mine. And I brought one bag here to put, to sort of be my little nest, my Easter nest here at the villa. Y'all, as they always have the large eggs on sale at the Easter time. Got a dozen of those. They have the blocks of the Kraft cheese. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. And a fresh pineapple was $2 off. Y'all, I spent $29.82, but I saved $20.10. Yes, Big Freddy! Yeah, I see y'all, a couple of things up posted over there at the BFO that I just hadn't gotten to. Y'all, in response to Big Fatty being in the Forrest Gump, that Midwest Matt wrote, says, Herbie Freddy, I've been curious about your screen debut, how your screen debut came about. I'm sure you've discussed it on the little show, but could you refresh our memories? And Matt, I'm more than happy to do that. I was directing a play, and I think this happened one summer, and several of the actors in the play were going to go and try to become extras on this movie called Forrest Gump, and I just didn't have time to do it. I said, but I told him, I said, pick me up an application to be an extra, and I'll send it in with a headshot. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear it. It's vulgar when you say it. And y'all, I did, and they called me. And y'all went and filmed a couple of days. And I got to talk to Tom Hanks, and it was just lovely. And y'all, the long mutton chop sideburns, they put those on me while we were on that bridge, and I had forgotten they were on me until the movie came out. And y'all, when I went to see the movie, I see Forrest Gump dressed with this flat top haircut and everything, and that was not at all what I saw in the scene I filmed, and I was thinking, is this the right movie? And y'all, sure enough, it was. And Big Fatty did not make the cutting room floor. Big Fatty, everybody makes mistakes. Oh, dear Gussie, that number one funky homo also posted about that picture from the Forrest Gump. He says, look, Hollywood, is that Condoleezza Rice over Gump's other shoulder? I didn't even realize there was any rice in the picture. And I've never heard of Condoleezza Rice. I've just heard of wild rice and, white rice. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the Faye Driver. And Big Freddy, I just love the Faye Driver. He's just wonderful, and I love his little show. Faye, what do you think of Poodle's comments?
Maybe it's time for a second opinion.
I'll get a second opinion after you buy that $1 million house.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.